Anyone have a testimony?
I know.
Does anyone have a testimony? How you doing, young lady? Would you like to give a testimony?
Good morning. God is good. I have pulled my back a week ago.
It's good to see you back.
I just like to give thanks for everyone who has prayed for my son to be released from jail. They were trying to give him life in prison. He's a special needs guy. And I'm so thankful he's able to walk and breathe and appreciate the freedom that we all have. And I'm just so thankful today to stand here and give thanks to God, who's the head of my household and the head of my life. And I just want to say thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
5 years ago, every day I would do horrible things. I would flip out. I would hurt people. And throughout these 5 years, I've been in and out of treatments. And I just want to thank everybody who supported me and helped me throughout these 5 years. I think I've done really well, and other people think that too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We all have something that we're going through. And you know what? The only one I know that can help us that's going to be there all the time is Jesus. He's the only one. I had a hard time when I was growing up wondering why people would leave me, wouldn't stay with me, wouldn't stand there, wouldn't be there. I remember I was going through something real hard, and I went to talk to friends of mine, and I remember different times in my life having that situation where I was going through something really hard, and I tried to talk to somebody, and the people that I talked to that were my close friends, just it was like phew, going right over their head. They didn't seem to, they'd just look at me, and sometimes they'd say, "Hey, let's go play football," or spoiling what I, you're throwing a wet blanket on the party or something. And I'm like, I'm going through something hard. I needed help. But people would not enter into it. And what's neat is when I met Jesus, I've never found anybody like him. He's always there. He's always caring. He'll stop whatever he's doing to listen to me. And then he helps me. He lifts my burdens. He's always there. He's always here. All right? I'm just so glad for Jesus. You want to say something? Okay.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for just guiding my feet through those doors, because he has changed my heart so much. It's just so amazing. I can hear him. He walks with me. He carries me. I got the fellowship of my brothers each and every day. And that's like, I can't explain it. It's just so joyful and overwhelming. It's like it just brings tears to my eyes to know it's that much love out there. And I want to thank God every day for that.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Anybody have anything they want to say? Decision you made this week? Something God's doing in your life? Something you need help for? Go figure.
Good morning, everybody. When you guys don't understand me, let me know. Before, on Friday in the night, Emelina was really, really bad blood pressure. And I was really scared, and her test was really, really scary. Like, the medication what that she used as low level. And then I have to go to make a test, and my heart was so scared. And I say, God, help me the fear go away of my heart. Bring good news. And when I go take the lab test, and after 2 hours, we got an amazing, amazing test of Emelina kidneys. This coming really, really, really good test. And I want to say, thanks God. I don't know if everybody know me what's going on with her before 2 years. I was just meet the people, and I don't know Jesus. And right now, you know what I can do in my life? It's amazing things. I have a peace with so many sickness of Emelina, and with other kids too. And I do lots of shots with her, you know, but like doctor things, the God help me. And I just want to ask God what He wants for me, that I can bring Him back love like He loves me. You know, I want to see that. How I can help Him, do He help me? And I want to let everybody just give all your things to Him. And He gonna help you guys. And love Him with all your heart, with all your soul. And just never, never, never stop. Always asking, always asking. I be 1,000 times come over here to say thank Him. Thanks. And I want more of you. And never enough of Him. How He died for us. How many pain He have. And we're gonna be win when we trust in Him. Believe in. Thank you, God. Amen.
You know, I gotta just say this, okay? You don't understand what's going on in your life. Don't miss this. Don, don't miss this. You don't understand what's going on in your life often. Why this? Why that? God, where are you? Well, you know what? When Mersada and this whole Bosnian clan came in our lives because of Emelina, and she was at the point of death, and they came to our house and they asked us, would you come to the hospital and pray? And somebody else that we had prayed for before brought us to them. And Sue and I went up there and went in the hospital. And God told Sue, I'm going to heal Emelina. Now it was 2 years. Now this is a 2-year-old. And this is 2 years before she got the kidney, and it got worse. She was at the point of death. We prayed for her. She came out of the hospital, but then they didn't just go from doing dialysis once or twice a week or whatever it was. I don't know how many times a week it was, but then they ended up having to take both her kidneys, so she had to have dialysis every day. You see, we pray and we want God to be some like. We want a quick fix. We think God's like Burger King. You know, just drive in, pray our little prayer. Would you put it in a bag, God, to go? I'm sorry. That's not my Jesus. That's not the one who made this earth. Now, you can go find that somewhere. Go. That's what you're looking for. But I'm just letting you know, that's not God. That's not the real God. The real God cares about your life. Every area of your life. He wants to help you. But He's called us to be disciples. That means disciplined followers. The Bible says you cannot please God without faith. Do you know what faith is? It's trusting Him. Trusting Him. Listen to the saying that God gave me. no matter what I see, think, feel, nor what others say, I choose to trust in you. You got it? All right, so let's say it together. No matter what I see, think, feel, nor what others say, I choose to trust in you. Now, let me tell you something about faith. God is closer than your breath. We talked about it the other day. Have you ever seen Jesus go like this? Or is Jesus like this? Arms wide open, heart exposed. He is wanting you to come to Him. We do our thing. We hide from God. We get all caught up in our own life. We get caught up in the distractions and the affairs of this life. All these things pull us away from God. It's like Peter stepping out of the boat. Have you ever walked on water? I'm not talking about ice, Glenn, you know, going ice fishing. I'm talking about, you ever walked on wet water? Like stepping out of the boat? Dropped it like a bad habit, didn't it, right? But Peter, a man just like you and us, you and me, he stepped out of the boat and he walked on the water because his eyes were on Jesus and because Jesus told him to come. He said, if that's you, Jesus, would you tell me to come? And Jesus said, come. And he stepped out on the water. His eyes were on Jesus. But he took his eyes off of Jesus. And the Bible says he sank. And even when he was sinking, he said, Lord, help me. And Jesus reached over and picked him up. Saved him. Delivered him. Whenever, I just think about this thought. Whenever you have turned to God, did you see Him way off in a distance? Or was He right here? As soon as, I mean, talk about when you turned to Him in truth. And you turned to Him with your whole heart. Like what she was just talking about. Was He not right here? And yet you went from Him, didn't you? You had run from Him. You sinned against Him. You said, yeah, I don't even believe you're real. You don't love me. You blamed Him. But as soon as you turned back and said, God, please forgive me. He was right here. What I want you to understand is He's right here all the time. He loves you. He cares about you. He has bigger things for you than you can even imagine. Cool? Bigger things than you can imagine. But He allows things in our life to test us because He wants us to trust Him. You can say, I trust Him when everything's going good. What when it's not going good? When the boy's at home, it's easy to trust him. When the boy's in jail, it's not easy to trust him. When I'm in good health, it's easy to trust him. Praise God. What about when I'm not in good health? Can you trust God? We had a guy come in here named Richard. The guy didn't know God from a donut when he walked in he had never even been in a church in 61 years. But he walked in here and he found God in people here. He found God in people here. Right? And when he did, he wanted God. Because God's better than chocolate ice cream. He's better than Lay's potato chips, okay? I'm going to use a stick. I'm just telling you. He is so good. And when you get around people that God's living in, it's like you want that. It's addictive. Well, what if people got addicted by being around you? God's drawing you. God's after you. He's not going to give up on you all the way to the day you die. Now, decisions you make are going to determine where you go after that. They're going to determine what happens until then. Some people say, I'm not worried about going to hell because I'm already living hell. I said, if you think you're living hell now, you ain't even got a clue. God's after you, and He loves you, and He cares about you, and He's bigger than any need you have. His way works, His kingdom. We've lived in the other kingdom. We've lived in the kingdom of hell. Have we not? Selfishness, pride, anger, hate. Have we not? People using us, lying to us, hurting us, deceiving us. That's the kingdom of hell. God says, Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. He said, I'm bringing you a new kingdom. And He says, and I've got the keys. I can set you free. He says, and you can enter into the kingdom, but you're still going to have bondages. You're still going to have holds that are holding you where you've been. And it's going to take time of walking with God, coming to God to get free of those holds, to learn to walk in Him. It's not instantaneous. You get saved instantaneously. You get born again. But now it's a Christian walk. It's walking with God, learning how to walk with God. And you never arrive. My wife and I are still learning, still growing, still groaning over our own sin or things that are holding us where we've lived this way or thought this way for all these years. And now God's like pulling blinds off our eyes and saying, I want to set you more free. I want to deliver you from the bondages in your thinking, in your lives, on your heart. Are you hearing this? I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. Okay? I choose Jesus. Is that simple? Now, Jesus, please teach me how to walk with you. All right, we'll say it. Jesus, please teach me how to walk with you every day. Just that simple. Now, you know something that grows your faith? Reading the Word every day. I'm going to challenge you again. How many of you are faithful at reading the Bible every day? Hold your hands up and keep them there for a minute. Good, good, good. Now, how many of you would like to be faithful in reading your Bible every day? How many of you? Wait a minute. Hold your hands up. Let me see them. Oh, I like those. Okay, here we go. You ready? I'm going to challenge you with the same challenge God gave me in 1977. You ready? Remember, I told you I came to Him as a drug dealer. I had a lot of bad habits. And I was real good at them. I tell people I was a sinner and I didn't even have to practice at it. And God challenged me about reading that Bible. Every time I come to church to preach, say, open your Bible. And I'd say, man, that's what I haven't done since last time I was here. I planned on it, but man, why can't I get that down? And then one day God showed me a verse. And the verse basically says, before you put any food in your mouth to feed your belly, you need to put My Word in your heart. Before you feed yourself to become strong physically, if you want to become strong spiritually, then you got to feed your spirit man every day. Every day. Of course, you can fast. Just don't eat. Until you read your Bible next time. I bet you'll develop a habit like I did real quick in reading your Bible. The day after I prayed that, the next morning, Sue fixes me breakfast. That breakfast is right in front of me. I pray my prayer. Look out, body. Look out, gums. Here it comes! I enjoy eating. Start to bring that food to my mouth, and God reminded me. I said, God, I will do it if you'll remind me. I'll do it if you'll remind me. So the next morning, that food is on the way to my mouth. I mean, my mouth, already coming after it, you know? Anybody's been with me when I eat, you know I like to eat. I mean, you can see that, you know? My bubble's in the middle, you know? All right. I'm on center. Balanced. And I get that food coming right to my mouth, and the thought comes to me, Harvey? I look around, I realize it wasn't my wife talking because it was a male voice. I go, yeah? And he says, weren't you going to do something before you ate? I mean, it's not like I went, no, I don't remember. I knew exactly what he was talking about. And I'm like, but it's hot. And he said, and what did you say? Okay. So the first day, what I did was I propped my Bible up while I fed my face. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm male. I can only do one thing at a time. And when I was trying to read that Bible while I was feeding my face, it just did not work so well. I wasn't getting anything out of it. I did that for about 2 days, and I just did not feel good about it at all. And I finally said, look, I told her, I said, don't make the food until I read my Bible. Because I like it hot. If you do what you feel good about in here, you have peace with God about. Not just what you feel good, what makes you feel good, but you know what I'm saying. What you have peace with God about. Now, if you're Bosnian, that word peace, sorry, you know, you have to go to Mersada to have her explain that, you know. Took us about 6 months to help her understand what the word peace meant, you know. English, I don't know. Speaking Bosnian, I said, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, she finally got it. You ask Mersada. She knows what peace is. But if you have peace with God, if you learn to live by what you have peace with God about, your life is going to be so much better. So much better. What you allow yourself to do, and then you know you don't feel good about doing it. Now you got all that yucky feeling on you. You know, and then you don't want to come back to Jesus because you're all embarrassed. And you don't want to look me in the face. And if you start to do something and you know inside, I don't feel good about that. Then don't do it for crying out loud. What would make Jesus smile in whatever I'm doing? I'm doing this cleaning the baby. Can you imagine a mother? She goes to clean the baby. She says, you know, I got to put a diaper on. You know, I'm really tired of doing this. Every time I clean you, you just do it again. All I'm going to do is I ain't cleaning you this time. I'm just throwing a diaper on. You know, I'm tired of doing this. If you'll quit, I'll clean you up again. Is that how we do it? Why do we live like that? Stinking thinking. Anybody got testimony? Anybody got something? You know, I've got to talk to several people. Right now, I'm dealing with at least 3 men. And they don't know Jesus. And they're reading their Bibles. They said, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get from where I am. One guy... Well, I'll just say it this way, that I'm dealing with 3 men right now that don't know God. If they were to die right now, they'd go straight to hell. And God brought them in my life, and all three of them have gone to churches. And two of them have gone to a real good church, I think. But going there, it did not help them. But when people get around God in somebody, when they get around the real God, they know and they want that. They're hungry. And it's like we need to realize that there are people all around us that need Jesus. People all around us, wherever we're going. We need to let God love others through us. We need to let God live through us. It's not just about us coming to know Him, but about, God, what am I here for? And you're going to find fulfillment in what you're here for. What are you here for? There's a reason you're here. And folks, if we're going to walk with God, it's going to be one step at a time. One step at a time. Don't look at the whole picture. You know, when an ant walks up to a dead elephant and he looks at that big old guy laying there, he says, you know, I'm going to eat this guy. But he doesn't look at the whole elephant. He just says, I'm going to do one bite at a time. And eventually that elephant's gone. But you've got to eat it one bite at a time. You're doing really good. You're here. You're listening. And some of you have been listening on purpose. That's really cool. Now, what are you going to do with what you're hearing? God, how does this apply to me? What can I do with it? If you didn't do anything, your next step, if you didn't do anything but just start reading the Bible every day. Don't start in Genesis. Start in the New Testament. You could do Matthew. You could do John. But start reading at least one chapter a day. I just told this to a man who does not know God, who's very smart, and he's in a company you would know if I named it, and he's high up in the company. And I just had another customer that I said, oh, do you... He told me he worked for that same company. And I said, do you know so-and-so? He goes, oh, yeah. And they were both high up in this company. The one's still there. The one just left. They were both my customers. But the one, he doesn't know God. And I said, what I need you to do, he says, how can I... We met this week and he said, how can I get to Jesus? What would you tell him if somebody asked you that question? How can I get to Jesus? What would you tell him? Read the Bible. What would you tell him? Yes, John? John 3:16. Good, John. I like that verse. Yes, sir? Philippians 4:13. Good. What would you tell him? Somebody says, I have a man right in front of me. He's got two kids. One of them has asthma real bad. He's got a wife. He's pretty well off. And he looks right at me a few days ago and he says, how can I get to Jesus? He said, you know, I read this book, this book about Christianity. And they talked about this and talked about that. And he said, I really liked it. I said, good. He said, then I read this other book about Christianity and it talked about this and talked about that. I said, good. He said, do you have some book that would just get me to Jesus? I said, yeah. It's called the Bible. He said, well, don't you have another book? Why do people want to do ABC, anything but Christ? Why do people want to do anything but Jesus? Why? And he said, no, don't you have a book that I could just read and it would just, if I read it, it would just bring me to Jesus? I said, well, you've already tried doing that. Did it bring you to Jesus? He said, no. I said, why are we talking? He said, because you've got Jesus. I said, oh, is this the Jesus you want? He goes, yeah. He said, so if you got him, how do I get him? I said, okay, read my lips. Read the Bible. Okay? I didn't say it quite like that to him, you know. But I said, you need to read your Bible. I said, it is the living Word of God. And if you will allow that every day, if you will desire that every day to come live inside of you, God is going to do a work that you can't do. You've tried it your way. Your way is not working. God's way works every time. It's not an experiment. Remember, it's not the 10 suggestions. It's the 10 commandments. He's not suggesting what to do. He's got the way, and His way is perfect. Okay? Right? Anybody have anything to say? I saw that hand. What would you like to say? You got to want Him more than anything than you've experienced in your life. The earlier it happens, meaning the earlier we meet Him. Oh. That's the only way you can come to Him, is you've got to want Him more than anything, because He's got to become your God, which is number one. What's number one in your life? What's number one in your life? And you got to want Him. And unfortunately, we usually have to go through hard stuff. Somebody left us, somebody hurt us, pain, sickness, death, losing a job, losing a mate. We have to go through something. Because until then, we try everything else. We just go along existing in life. We try medicating ourselves with drugs and power and work and things. You know, hot rods and whatever you call them. Whatever those things are you ride around on. I don't know. You know, ATVs. I was trying to think. ATM. I don't think you ride an ATM, but I couldn't think of what it was, you know. Eventually, you ride the ATM. Right, right. Do you know why I'm talking like this? Do you know why I'm talking to you like this? I love you too. Get back there. That's it. Let me tell you why. It's like, We have 6 kids. When they were all at home, we'd have these meetings at the table. We have these talks. And it's like trying to help your kids. I just want to help you get to Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. When you leave here, you need to ask God every time you come. You need to say, God, I need at least one thing that I can leave here with. Something to do, something that could be different in my life. How can I apply this to my life? Not just come here to be entertained or come here to just learn more stuff, but how can I live this? What am I going to do different? How's my life going to be different? Because I can see the pain in your faces. I can see the hurt. I can see the loneliness. I get around you, it just screams at me. I could see the hopelessness. I could see anger. I could see all these things. And it hurts me for you. But I can't make your decisions. Have you ever wondered why I say the same thing over and over again? It's probably because I don't know anymore, right? When you do this thing, we can move on. And I'm serious. Start reading your Bible every day. God, I need you. Read that Bible every day. God, this is your word. What do I need? You come open it up to me. Show me what I need every day.